You're listening to SBS News.
Stephanie Copus-Campbell has spent two decades working in Papua New Guinea, heading up Pacific aid programs. She has become a member of the Order of Australia, but has found it hard travelling back and forth to PNG recently due to COVID-19.
We have very close historical links, economic links, cultural links, and just being such close neighbours. So that relationship has always been important. But as you see, issues such as regional health, regional security, you know, what happens in one country really does affect your next door neighbour.
She says Australia's strong ties to Papua New Guinea have matured over time, developing into a mutual partnership. But it hasn't been easy for PNG, where more than 150 COVID-19 deaths have been recorded among more than 16,000 coronavirus cases. Ms. Copus-Campbell says she hopes the vaccine rollout will help its population better deal with outbreaks.
There's so many communities in very remote locations and also in quite communal living. So it's been, you know, quite challenging to control it. So once the coronavirus was in the community, transmission became quite rapid throughout the country. So it has been tricky.
In a year when healthcare has been a big focus globally, other medical professionals have been recognised, including Dr. Elizabeth Croc, for nursing and helping people with HIV/AIDS. Educators have also been honoured, including Emeritus Professor of History Peggy Brock, for her roles in the tertiary sector and for documenting Indigenous history. She says her honour is recognition that Australia needs to become more aware of its past.
Australians need to know about their history, and it includes the colonisation of Australia and the impact it had on Indigenous peoples who were living here.
Throughout her schooling and university study, she says there was limited teaching of Indigenous history. Emeritus Professor Brock also says January 26th is perhaps not the right day to mark Australia Day.
Well, I think Australia Day doesn't recognise what that the colonisation and so-called settlement of Australia resulted in the displacement of people who were already living here, and their impoverishment and alienation.
Gurindji man Charlie King agrees the date could be different. He won an Order of Australia medal in 2015 and is now a member of the Order of Australia. Mr. King says he was motivated to work in Aboriginal affairs by his late mother, who was a child of the Stolen Generation.
I think what she was hoping to happen was that I would get to a level of commitment to working with Aboriginal people that would make it, she would feel comfortable in confiding in me what happened in those days that she spent in the compound. But she passed away just days before we were able to sit down and talk about those things. So I'm left with a sadness but a motivation to continue to work, and that's what drives me. Every time I do any work at all, I'm always thinking, what would Mum expect me to do here?
He founded the No More Anti-Violence campaign, helping to empower men to make positive changes.
You know, it's all preventable at the end of the day, family violence. It's just an attitudinal change. It's got to come. So we felt, I think, that we've surfed in front of the wave for a long time. Like, we were talking about this in 2006 and worried then as much as we even are today. But to see women rise now in great numbers around Australia and march for justice saying, this has to stop, is such a reassuring action, and so we feel good about them.
Also in the Northern Territory, Wendy Bada has earned an Order of Australia medal for her literacy and linguistics work at the Yundamu Community School. In entertainment, Leah Purcell, who appeared in the shows Wentworth and Love Child, has been made a member of the Order of Australia for her work in the performing arts and for contributing to First Nations culture. And ahead of the Olympic Games in Tokyo next month, several figures in sport have been acknowledged. Anna Oi Chang Lau, who founded the Australian Badminton Academy, has been honoured for her service to the sport and multiculturalism. Dr. Geoffrey Thompson, who has contributed to sports medicine helping Paralympic athletes, has also been named for his work. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.